woman. And that was some good exercise for her.
Yes.
I'm so happy to be with you today. And I feel like the Lord's going to bless us abundantly. So God bless you is my prayer. And I want to thank your pastor for welcoming in this church. I count it a great honor to be among you. Because I believe you are a portion of the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
My prayer is God bless you very richly. Now I'd like to read a scripture. Found in Hebrews 13 and
8.
The scripture reads like this. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Verse 8. Yesu Christu aliyemweyo dzulo ndilero ndi kunthawi zonse.
Now let's bow our head in prayer. As your great servant says, you're ambassador to Christ.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for letting me speak to this great people. And this wonderful church. And to meet these wonderful brothers and sisters. Whom we will spend eternity with. I just thank you, Lord, for this people that live in this great land. And they are part of your bride. May your richest blessing be upon us all. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask.
Amen.
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 All right, be seated if you like. Praise the Lord. Now, the scripture we read today, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not only is he the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he has a great love for his bride.
Amen.
And he's a great and mighty Savior. He died for our sins about 2,000 years ago. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believe upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Right.
So it's a great thing the Lord has done for us. We were lost and couldn't save ourselves. But Jesus came and prayed to send that for us. Now we can say I'm redeemed. By the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we're here in behalf of Jesus Christ. As Paul said, we're his ambassadors. And I thank him for letting me speak to this portion of the bride. With an everlasting love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As the gospel left Jerusalem, 2,000 years ago. He has traveled around the world. But we find in Revelation chapter 7. The angel that has the gospel.
Ngelo,
ascending into Jerusalem from the east.
Now,
and as it goes around the world, the angel of the gospel comes right over Africa. That's right. That's why that revival is taking place here in Africa. God made me part of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's given me great favor among the African people. And I feel honored to be part of you. If I'm part of the bride, I'm part of you.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God there's no color in the bride.
That's right.
Their spirit's the same color. We're one in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is one of my precious brothers here.
Hallelujah.
I'm part of it. I'm part of this brother.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. I know him by first name. Brother Dan.
Bale Tani.
Brother Andrew.
Bale Andrew.
They're my friends.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
When Brother Dan come to
America,
Brother Andrew, we're going to treat them just like they're kings coming into America. Because we love them. We're going to take care of them. Amen. Because we love them and they're part of us.
Amen.
The Bible said by one spirit,
yes,
we're all baptized into one body.
Amen.
And we're members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
My God tells me He's no respecter of person.
Mm.
He loves us all equally.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
It just so happens that the angel of the gospel come over Africa last. To make up the final part of his bride. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Which makes us all one.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
Amen. If I need the blood transfusion, amen, this brother here, Brother
Dan,
he could give me a blood transfusion. And his blood the same color. And his spirit the same color. We got the same Jesus. I've got the same type Holy Ghost.
We're
one in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's wonderful to know this. Hallelujah. We're one in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the last few years, we've been coming to different sections of
Africa.
And everywhere we go, God gives a great revival. Because this is your day of visitation.
Hallelujah.
Here's
will fail to recognize their day of visitation. That's right. But thank God the African people recognize their day of visitation. So I come here as an apostle of the Lord. Hallelujah. Representing Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bringing you the word of God. Not only the letter of the word, but the spirit of the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be here today. Of all the places in the world I could be, I choose this planet.
Yes.
Because I love you. Because you're the bride.
Yes.
Because God's making up His bride here in Africa.
Amen.
Soon we'll all be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. To be called up to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To be the wife of Jesus Christ. He's our husband. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And He loves us with everlasting love. I want to read another scripture for you. It's in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Chapter 3. God bless you, brethren. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for our brothers here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's good to us, isn't He? 3rd chapter of 2 Corinthians.
Corinthians chapter 3.
Yeah, chapter 3 of 2. Amen.
Corinthians chapter 3.
And I want to begin reading with verse 2. And I want to show you what you are. You are the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You, by one Spirit, you're baptized into the body of Christ. And Christ is the Word. It makes you the same thing He is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if He's the Word of God, when He takes a bride, He takes a Word bride.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The Word was manifested. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. He was in the mind of God before the world
was.
But the thing about you were too. According to the book of Ephesians, first chapter, we were predestinated in Him. As part of that word. Jesus Christ was manifested first. Being the Word of God. He died for our sins. To redeem the rest of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God.
Right.
Now watch what the Word of God says. I'm reading in verse 2.
Chapter 3, what it
says, ye are our epistles written not with written in our hearts, known and read of all men.
Watu.
Now here Paul say you are the Word. And the reason they were
a
Word is what Paul prayed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They became that Word. They became that message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you saw the church, you saw the message Paul
preached.
You are our epistles, he said. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a word and he's going to have a word bride.
Jesus came
and was manifested first. One without sin. That he might redeem us who was born in sin.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. That we all could be the word of God together. And the word says we're baptized into the body of
Christ
by one spirit.
Right.
And said we're bone of his bones and flesh of his
bones.
And he said we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There's a people becoming more and more the word. That's the reason God sent a prophet and called us our denomination. So we wouldn't be identified with a denominational system. But we'd be identified with the message of St. Paul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God sent a messenger to us. He told us, go back to the original.
Right.
That original word of God. So Paul said, you are our epistle. And we'll read a little further here. Verse
3.
For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of our heart. Hallelujah.
Kupesa maonetsedwa kuti mulikalata wa Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Wakutumikira ndi ife, wosalembera ndi kapezi iyayi, koma ndi mzimu wa Mulungu wa moyo, wosati magome a miyala, koma magome a mitima yathu, mitima yathupi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Always saying that word's written in our heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's not written with ink. But it's written with the Spirit of God. That's why we have to have the Spirit of God. The natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. Because they're spiritually discerned.
Amen.
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 That's the reason John wrote in the fourth chapter of the book of Revelation.
Chapter 4,
after the church age was over, he heard the voice saying, come up a little higher. And when we come up a little higher, we'll hear a voice like a trumpet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That trumpet is sounding.
Amen.
But Paul said if you give an uncertain sound, who
can
prepare? But there's a certain sound today. And when you hear that sound, you can't do anything but receive it. Because it's already written in your heart by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's in you. It was predestinated in you before the world was.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when the word comes, That's for your day and age. That's for your time. You can't help them to say amen to
it. Because
it's already in your heart. It just takes the Holy Ghost to quicken it. That's why God sets in the church a fivefold ministry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As recorded in the fourth chapter of Ephesians.
Hallelujah.
That's the ministry that builds us up into the perfect sanctuary of man Christ. Hallelujah. The move's on for the bride. Amen. She's coming out of the wilderness. Solomon said, who is this that comes out of the wilderness? Leaning upon her beloved.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Leaning on Jesus. Hallelujah. No one better to lean on than him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We're doing good on our journey. Hallelujah. The devil tries to hinder us. But Jesus already defeated the devil for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said we were more than conquerors.
Right.
He told us to resist the devil and he would flee from us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus defeated the devil for us. He came that he might destroy the works of the devil. And I'm here to tell you today, we can march forward with victory.
Any
enemy has been defeated.
Satan and
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Defeated
a
Calvary. All we got to do is believe God.
Amen.
All things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus took the word and defeated the devil. Amen. Now you're part of that word.
Hallelujah.
What he is, that's what you become. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
More and more we're becoming that word. Paul said, I travail in pain until Christ is formed in you.
Christ
is being formed in the people today.
Hallelujah.
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 Christ is formed in you. The works of Christ you will begin to do.
Christ,
not only the works of Christ, but the love of Christ you will have. And the
Lord
says, no greater love has any man that he's laid down his life for his friend. And Jesus said, who is your friend?
Yes, I'm fussing with in Zako and in Dan.
It's them that do the will of God.
Come on, and there are many Ashtach for Nojamuru.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is your mother? Who is your father? It's them that do the will of God.
Dan, Bamuako, Dan, Mayako, and there are many Ashtach for Nojamuru.
We're part of the family of God.
If any fell, Gao, Laba, and Jamuru.
We're just not part of a natural family. We're part of a spiritual family.
Amen.
That makes us brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That makes us the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We're the family of God. Amen. Amen. In the family of God, amen, everybody's the same color.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our natural birth puts us in the natural family. Amen, but our spiritual birth puts us in the spiritual family. Amen.
Amen.
There's many of you that has been a child of God all along. You just didn't know it. God made that call.
Yes.
That was that Apostle Paul. According to the first chapter of Galatians. From his mother's womb.
Yes.
He was ordained an apostle.
That's right.
Amen.
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 He went his own way for a long time.
Yeah.
But he was still that apostle of God.
Amen.
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 God knew it, but he didn't. You've been a child of God all along. You just didn't know it. God did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We're a child of God two ways. We're a child of God by predestination. And when you're just a child of God by predestination, you may be going your own way, doing your own thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But when that predestination are manifested,
God,
and you get a new birth in your heart, you're a child of God by the Spirit of God. Then you got the same Spirit of eternal life that Jesus had.
Amen.
Romans 8:8. It says, God sends the Spirit of His Son into your heart. Crying out the Father.
Yes.
That's Galatians the fourth chapter.
Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 4.
Amen. It says that many as are led by the Spirit. They are the sons of God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you sum it all up,
we're
a very special people.
Yeah.
And we should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. Because before Jesus left, he said, my peace I leave with you.
Yes.
My joy I give to you.
That's right.
My power I give to you.
Yes.
He said, I'll come in and take my abode with you. He said, I'm with you now. But I shall be in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He has come and took his abode in our heart. And Paul said, know you not that Christ is in you.
Unless
you be reprobate. Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of God's in you, isn't it?
Yes.
Christ,
God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Now we got Christ in us.
Yeah, if it's not Christ in my faith.
Is Christ in you the hope of glory?
Yeah, Christ in my inu.
Amen.
Amen.
In Him we live, move, and have our being.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, if there are some of you just sons of God and daughters of God by predestination,
and haven't
been born by the Spirit of God yet,
today's
a good day, boy.
Yes.
Amen. When Paul was going totally contrary to the Word, he was a predestinated son of God.
Paulo anali wote anadzira tukaye ni Mulungu.
He was a predestinated apostle of God.
Ye Mulungu anadzira ari kuti adzakhala mtumwi.
But when he came down to Damascus to persecute the church,
pamene anafika akupita ku Damascus kuti akaononga a Kristu,
the ninth chapter of the book of Acts,
pa chapter 9 ya buku la machitidwe a mtumwi,
a great light struck him down from heaven.
Kuwala kwa ukulu kunachoka kumwamba ndikubwera pa iye.
And Paul began to say, Lord, who art thou?
Paul anama kunena kuti Ambuye ndinu ndani.
He said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. He said, I want you to go to the Gentiles. I want you to be an apostle to the Gentiles. Romans 11:13.
Aloma chapter 11 verse 13.
Paul said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles.
Yes.
I magnify my office.
Mitundu, komanso nifeza malo anga.
He was that all of his life in the eyes of God.
Yeah, that's so unali pa maso pa Mulungu.
He was that apostle.
Yeah, nali mtumwi.
He didn't know it though.
But I owe him by sakazidziwa.
He went contrary to that.
Yeah, anango pita mango yenda.
But one day God said it's time. And the Lord struck him down. And he repented of his sin. He became the greatest apostle ever walked in
Jesus.
Amen.
Because God brought that predestination into reality.
That's right.
So he was born that to begin with.
Yeah,
Jeremiah the prophet was a prophet from his mother's womb.
Amen. Right.
He didn't know it, but God did. Amen. Many of you are sons and daughters of God by predestination. But I want to see that predestination come into reality today. Not only will you be a son and daughter of God by predestination,
yes,
but you'll be a son and daughter of God by a new birth.
That's right.
That's when your spirit and God's spirit are connected together.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter,
chapter 6,
verse 17 or 18, Paul said, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And that makes you, brother, just as eternal as he is eternal. You've got the same spirit he has.
If it's that kind of zimu mozi,
the eternal spirit, you become the same. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus died once.
Yes, Christ anafaka mozi.
And the Bible says he died no more. He defeated death. Hallelujah. Neither can you die. Amen. You can move out of this old house. But you have eternal life.
Amen.
Because you've been connected to the Lord.
Amen.
Again, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So your spirit, the spirit of God, become the same. That's why he gave you baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, God typed all this out. And when the great men of God in the Old Testament died, God says they gave up the ghost.
Nde akuna kuti nda pereka nzimu wangu.
Amen. Amen. They died.
Akufa.
Amen.
Amen.
But when Jesus gave up the ghost,
kuma amene Yesu Kristu atapereka nzimu wake,
there on Calvary's cross,
pantanda,
when he was being crucified,
pamene amakomedwa pantanda,
the last thing he did,
chotsiriza chimene anachita,
he cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost.
Ye analira kulira ndi madalitso napereka nzimu wake.
Now we got a Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
All the men of God.
Ose anthu a Mulungu.
That gave up the ghost in the Old Testament.
Anapereka nzimu yawo anthu muchipangano chakale.
They were good men.
Anali anthu abwino.
That was Joseph. There's hardly anything against his life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But he didn't have a Holy Ghost.
Amen.
His ghost wasn't holy because he was born in sin, shaken in iniquity. Had to be born without sin. Had to be born without the sinful nature. Therefore he was born of the Virgin Mary.
The father he
and God was his father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we got one that's born of a different order. He became the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And the Bible says, neither did he sin, nor was God found in his mouth. He was holy and he met all the qualifications of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Therefore, when they crucified him,
yeah,
and he gave up the ghost, this is the Holy Ghost now.
Amen.
And it's the Spirit that will connect with our spirit. Therefore, when the Jews were in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, they heard a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind.
Yes.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
It
was the same ghost Jesus gave up on Calvary.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Within us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I'm part of him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, these things that I do and more can you do. Because
the ghost
of the Father. Because it was just one of him. Hallelujah, now it's his whole church. So devil, you better watch out. Here's some sons and daughters of God that full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Both Peter and Paul did the same thing Jesus did. Amen. They raised the dead. They prayed for the sick, they were healed. They spoke the word of God.
Yes.
That was one trying to turn a man away from the faith. Paul spoke the word of God, he became blind.
Paul and I became blind.
A mist and the darkness fell upon him. And he went about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. There was a man with Jesus in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he began to do the same thing Jesus done. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When the serpent bit Paul on the arm,
Paulo,
he should have fallen dead immediately.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But instead, he had the Holy Ghost.
He just shook that viper off in the box. And he felt no harm.
Amen.
It's time for us to shake that viper off in the pot.
Amen.
And we make our walk with God.
Amen.
So we got the same Holy Ghost Jesus had. Jesus gave up the Holy Ghost when he was crucified at Calvary.
Amen.
It came back within me. It came back within you.
Yes.
It came back within you. It came back within you. Hallelujah. Now we're a many-membered body of Christ.
Amen.
That's
right.
Paul spoke of the word of God. He said, now just not wrote in letters. It's not wrote in table of stone.
Yes.
He says it's written in your heart.
Yes.
Because the word came into your heart. Who is the word? It's Jesus Christ.
Right.
Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the word for this day and hour. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Christ the word is here today.
Amen. Right.
Amen. And they will do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ask or think.
Hallelujah.
He's real, folks. He's not just someone to talk about. He's someone to live in our heart.
Amen.
He's someone to direct our life. He's someone that we're married to. He's someone we've become bone of his bone. We've become flesh of his flesh. We've become spirit of his spirit. Hallelujah. And he's here today.
Yes.
Because his word says we're two or three gathered together in my name.
Amen.
He said, there I am, I
am
in the name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So he's here today.
Amen.
And where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me read another scripture here. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians.
According to what you read?
The third chapter. Where I was reading. 2 Corinthians. Third chapter. Let's read verse 6. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now watch this word of God. It says here, who has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but it's the Spirit that gives life.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, anakwadilisa ife, tikali afimiki, apangano na kupano.
Hallelujah.
Sila chirembo, kumalanzimu, fakuti chirembo, chipa, kumalanzimu uchisamu.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That means it's the Spirit that gives life.
Ndana kuwana kutizimu nipenu mapeleka moyo.
Amen.
Amen.
This letter of the word is wonderful, it's beautiful, and every word of it's true. But it's the Spirit that's in this word that gives life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I look at our brother here. I see his body. I see the person of Brother Dan. Amen, but that's only part of him. Amen, there's a real Brother Dan lives inside this house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So this is the body of the word right here.
So one also in the tube of your mouth.
We can read it.
If it goes away, then
hallelujah, we can see what it says.
If it goes up long,
but it takes the Spirit out to make it live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. When Jesus spoke the word,
He said, "My words are spirit and they're life." Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, "Moses said unto you, but I say unto you."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's two parts of this word. Amen.
Amen.
The word that God speaks of us. He talks about the inner man and the outer man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All pray for the strengthening of the inner man. Because if this old inner man is right, the outer man can't help but come along with it.
Out of
mind and captivity to what the words say.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And he said, "You have the mind of Christ."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How do we get the mind of Christ? First, by being filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The study to show ourselves approval.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. To live by the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And not just the letter of the word. But there's the spirit of the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When man fell away in the Garden of Eden, they fell away from that spirit of Eden.
Yes.
God took away that spirit of Eden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't take away the land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eden, as far as the land's concerned, is still in that exact same place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The river of Euphrates is in the exact same place.
That's
right.
It runs right beside of Baghdad today.
So
God took something away. When man sinned, he took away the spirit of Eden.
Yes.
And immediately, there was thorns and thistles began to grow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because the spirit of Eden was taken away. Oh, praise
God.
Amen.
Isn't
that great moment to hear put that spirit right back?
Amen.
And the Bible says the desert will blossom as a rose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ will sit right there on that throne in Jerusalem.
That's
the spirit of Eden will be back again.
Amen.
That's right.
And the whole earth will become the Garden of Eden all over.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the end of that 1,000-year period, which is the millennium, Satan will be destroyed in the lake of fire. Then we'll go into eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what you are to begin with. You're an eternal being.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can't die. There's no death in you. Jesus said you're passed from death unto life.
Yes.
Let this earthly house of this tabernacle
were dissolved.
We have a building of God eternal into heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, you can't die if you've got eternal life.
Amen.
You just get graduated to a higher level.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Because there's a body waiting. Hallelujah in heaven.
Thank you.
You just go right into that. You just go right into that house that's reserved in the heaven.
Mm-hmm.
God picked the prophet up one time and showed him.
It became a new day for us. Amen. Amen. Lord, amen. Amen. We got a great translation.
Amen.
Amen. I want to read in first chapter of Colossians. I want to show you a great translation that takes place. Amen. Colossians 1. Amen. We're not in darkness, we're in the light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Therefore, Amen. We walk in the light of the Word.
Yes.
Colossians chapter 1.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That's
right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Allow me to get over here where the light will shine through the door where I can read.
I'm glory to God.
God, praise God.
Amen.
That's
right. I want to read some words to you.
Hallelujah.
I like it this way.
Yes.
This way we used to do it in America.
Yeah.
When I was raised up, we didn't have electricity. We had dirt floors. We lived in the mountains. We didn't have an automobile. When we went somewhere, we walked. That's why I enjoyed walking over here. Hallelujah. I said, I'm back home again. Some people say we can't come back home, but we did today. Hallelujah. Amen. Back home now. Among brothers and sisters with a good heart. Among brothers and sisters who's humble. Amen. And I'm one of you, and I thank you for accepting me.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, God wants you, everyone, to be translated. He wants your revelation to be translated first. He wants an inner translation to take place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He wants to translate you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Amen. That gets
a
very important
rapture.
When we get that great spiritual translation, it guarantees us that natural translation. Where we'll be changed in a moment and in a twinkling of an eye to be called up to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're marching to Zion.
Amen.
The beautiful home of the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me read what Paul said to us. Amen. I'm in Colossians now. I'll start chapter 1, verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Hallelujah. Mugadzidwe ndi chizindikiritso cha chifuniro chake mu nzeru zonse ndi chidzidzi cha mzimu.
Amen. Verse 10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God.
Kuti mugayende kwenda Ambuye kukangondweretsa mu nsemo ndi kubala zipatso mu ntchito yonse yabwino.
And we're strengthened with all might according to His glorious power unto all patience, long-suffering with godliness.
Amen.
Amen. giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life.
Ndikuyamika Atate amene anatiyeneretsa ife kulandirana nawo cholowa cha oyera mtima mfunika.
Who has delivered us from the power of darkness?
Amene anatilanditsa ife kulamuliro wa mdima.
And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Nati sunchitsa kutilowetsa mufumu wa mwana wake wa mwana mufumu.
In whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Ya mufumu wa mwana wake wa chikondi chake amene tili nawo maomboledwe mwa iye.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe we've been translated today. We've been translated out of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. He's made us partakers of the saints in life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And this spiritual translation ensures a natural translation.
Hallelujah.
There's another scripture I'd like to read in Hebrews. Chapter 12.
Amen.
I want to start reading in verse. I like this. Amen. But I like it when we get out like this in the mountains where God made. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get back to nature. Get back to God's light. This man-made light don't help us too much. But I love that light of the sun.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But watch what Paul said we come to.
I'm in
Hebrews 12:22.
It
says, but you are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, unto an innumerable company of angels.
Komatu mwayandikira kupilila Zion, ndi mudzi wa Mulungu wa moyo, Yerusalemu wakumwamba.
Now that's what you're translated into. You're translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You're translated to the place where there's an innumerable host of angels.
Hallelujah.
In Bible days, they were seen quite frequently. Amen. The prophet said angels be as real among us and visible as
television.
Amen. They're here today.
Amen.
And the next verse said, we've come to the General Assembly. To the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect.
Ndikwa nsonkhano wonse, ndikwa mpingo wa obaba woyamba wolembedwa mwamba, ndikwa Mulungu woweruza wa onse, ndikwa mizimu ya olungama, osayesedwa angwiro.
Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, you see Brother Brown's vision where it was translated?
Yes.
That's where the spirits of just men made perfect. Well, we've come to that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're there today.
Glory
to God. We're the family of God.
Amen.
They are the body of Christ.
Yeah,
so But by one Spirit we are baptized into the same.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We came to an innumerable host of angels. We've come to the church of the firstborn. Written in heaven. My name not only in the National Church Book.
Amen.
Because I'm coming out of her, my name. Now my name's written in heaven. Where no one can take my name off the book.
Amen.
Amen.
My salvation is assured. When he had joined, our spirits joined together. I became as eternal as he is
eternal.
I was with him before the world was. And so were you. You were in his thoughts and in his mind. You just had to be manifest in his last
name.
God ordained you to be here to hear this word of God. As it thundered forth.
Amen.
And says, let's keep on moving, children of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. We're taking the land that God gave us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's one more scripture tells what we can do. In verse 24. It says, we've come to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of strengthening, which speaketh better things than that of Abel. Amen. We've come to all this. Now what more could we come to? We translate now the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And there's an innumerable host of angels. There's the spirits of just men made perfect. We've come to the church of the firstborn. Amen. We've come to Jesus.
Amen.
The mediator of a better covenant.
Amen.
And we're redeemed. Amen. We've come to the place. Let's give God a good hand now.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord. Come to all that God has for us. So let's claim it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. The scripture that we read to begin with was Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the days of Paul, he spoke through the ministry. He's still speaking through the ministry today. In the days of Paul, he gave the church his mind.
Amen.
And by the hearing of the word of God, amen, and the Holy Ghost, the mind of Christ will come within you. And you will believe that all things are possible.
Amen.
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 I wonder how many have a need here today. Would you raise your hand, please? Hallelujah.
Raise up your
hand.
Amen. If you have a need for prayer, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Here's the ministry that God says, pray for us.
And he said, whatever we ask, if we doubt
not in our hearts,
right.
Amen, God would do it. Amen, I believe he's here to meet every need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So I'd like to ask the ministers
to
join hands with me.
Yes.
And
everyone that has a need, just say, this is my hour, and this prayer is for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you and believe God. Amen. Brother, let's stand and hold hands. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Brother Andrews, would you lead us in the Lord as we pray for the congregation that every need to be met?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes, praise God. I believe God's going to meet your needs as we pray. Brother Andrews, would you lead us now? We're going to join together.
Yes.
Our dear Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord,
Lord, we come before you this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for the word which come in a time.
Hallelujah.
Lord, the people are having you for speaking us in a mighty way. Lord, we are filled with your Holy Spirit. Lord, that's why your children has raised up their hands.
Yes, Lord.
Each and every hand has been needed.
Yes, Lord.
Maybe each one of us don't know anything. But you are God who knows from our depth of our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, come and fulfill whatever your blood, our brothers and sisters need.
Yes, Lord.
Because you are God as the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, Lord.
You never change.
Yes, Lord.
People might change.
Yes,
the politicians might change.
Yes.
But you are the same God every time.
Yes, Lord.
The God of Jacob, the God of Abraham.
Yes.
Yes.
Come down, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Fulfill whatever your children desire this afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
Because
in you,
yes,
Lord, everything is possible.
Yes, Lord.
We know that one day when you walk with your disciples,
yes, Lord,
you saw the fig tree. You spoke the way. Very simple.
But
the following day they found the tree dried up. And then the disciples asked Jesus, why the very simple way they have done this great thing?
Yes, Lord.
You said that you have faith in God.
Yes.
If you have faith, you can move this mountain to other
place.
We need this afternoon the very faith which Jesus said.
Yes.
So that we have to move the sicknesses.
Yes,
to move each and every problem this afternoon.
Yes,
to move each and every evil spirit.
Yes, yes,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
we have spoken to us.
Yes, Lord.
Because your spirit made the word to be alive.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help each and every brother.
Yes.
So that when they go out from this room, each and every problem should be solved.
Yes,
we believe you are the same God.
Yes, Lord.
You have never laid us down. down any time.
Yes.
Each and every time when we come to you with any problem.
Yes.
God, you fulfill whatever we are desiring.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Lord, help us this afternoon.
Yes,
we thank you for the mighty ministry.
Yeah.
We thank you for Brother Ben who has ministering us this afternoon. Thank you for using him in a mighty way.
Yeah.
Thank you for the spirit which is moving among us.
Yes,
Lord, with no doubt, God is with us this afternoon.
Yes,
thank you for brothers and sisters.
Yes,
thank you for the ministers.
Yes.
Thank you for Sister Howard.
Yes.
We thank you for each and everybody who managed to come to this meeting.
Yes.
We appreciate and honor you. Glory, glory to you, God.
Yes.
We humble ourselves this afternoon.
Yes.
Take honor to this congregation. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Ah, what a time we have.
Very
wonderful time.
How you come by now?
I myself have been blessed.
Hallelujah.
I myself have been blessed.
Yes.
The other one is there, the other one is there. We have been blessed. How many have been blessed this afternoon?
Yes, thank
let's
you,
come hands for God.
There
are so many things which are the servant of God is spoken here. We are the word. Amen.
Amen.
We are the word. We are written pistols.
Yeah.
So each and everybody should read us.
Okay.
We are written pistols. So that we should be read by each and everybody.
Yeah.
So we need the Holy Spirit to make the word to be alive in us.
Amen.
One thing my brother said that Jesus said, promised to his bride, I leave a peace upon you.
Yes.
I leave joy upon you.
Yes.
So if you have no joy, if you have no peace, that there is something wrong with you.
Amen.
Because the peace is there.
Amen. Yes.
The joy is there.
Yeah.
We are predestinated seed.
Amen.
Amen. God knew you before the foundation of the world. God knew you that one day you will be there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we need to become aware.
Amen.
Not by joining, because the denomination says you have to join our church.
Amen.
But to the blood is not joining.
Amen.
But you have to be born again.
Amen.
According to the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not a matter of registering the church.
Amen.
It's not to a matter of coming and register your name.
Amen.
But you have to be translated.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the moment you are translated, you can't smoke. You can't drink beer. You can't do nonsense. You can't do evil things. Because you are translated by the word of God.
Amen.
The Spirit of God is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
We are really enjoying. Little blessed. And my name is not written in the church. Hallelujah. I'm not desiring my name to be written in the church. No, but it should be written by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
inside. Because the inner person, if the inner person changed, if the inner person translated, then the outside person is changed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, how many things that Brother Ben should come again?
Yeah.
How many? That's an invitation from the church.
Amen.
Not me, but the congregation is saying you have to come again.
Amen.
And I myself am training the congregation to have to come again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us stand up. We'll just be singing two worshiping songs. Amen.
Amen.
In our vernacular language. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's worship him. Zimuntua.
Oh, pray each and every one on each or in on his own. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Ambuye mungu wetu mzina la mungu Yesu Kristo. Kubera kwa inu kwa wewe mwasana. Sikuna kupia ni